I'm very happy to be here. When Gaurahari came to drive me here from the train station, he said, welcome in Golokadam. And I said, yes, I drove all the while from Srinagar, Mayapur, India to come here. And that was true. We left India just maybe a few minutes ago, a short time ago, I should say. And I was doing a little worldwide preaching tour, you could say, through North Germany. And I must say, I was looking forward already in India to be with you together at the turn of the years, in the year 2015 turns into 2016. I knew we would be all together here at the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan. And I was looking forward to this with great anticipation and expectations. Somehow or other, this festival, which we had started many, many years ago, had a little pause. We didn't have this festival for 10 years or so, or less, maybe 7 years or so. And then we decided to start this festival again. And now it's maybe the 4th time that we have it, or something like this. And for me, this festival really is a special festival, because it's a little bit more peaceful than all the other festivals to which I'm invited to come. And it is visited by devotees who have a certain motivation or intention in their heart, which binds them together. So a special group of devotees who all want the same come to this festival. And this intention or motivation which binds the devotees who come to this festival together is the sincere desire to start their life with Krishna consciousness in the center. They want to do what we call in German language einen Aufbruch. They want to get a new start to life, because somehow in our culture we think that yes, when the old year finishes and the new year starts, then I should also start fresh. I should also bring something new to my life. I should also move ahead from something and so on. And I know that you all came with this intention. Krishna, Krishna. I know you all came with this intention here, and I think this is a very good intention. Only 2 days back, I met a family in Hamburg who was very disappointed that all the places to stay during this festival had already gone. And I said to them, you must come, even if it means for you to stay under a tree and cover yourself with a blanket of snow. You must come. And I see the family has arrived. Nadi, sprichst du eigentlich Englisch? Ein bisschen so. eine Möglichkeit, das zu verbessern. Das ist Jürgen und Andrea und Yamuna and Nandi, they come from Hamburg, because I think they feel also that this festival can help them to make a new start, start their lives with some fresh inspiration. And I can see devotees from England have arrived, Jai Krishna, and I think you, behind you, these are Prana Sena devotees.
I'm not sure, but I think
Nimai is there. Nimai is there. Yes, Nimai is there. Nimai represents all the devotees from London. And I can see Yasara is here. Thank you, Yasara, for coming in. And devotees who really feel that, let me be amongst devotees and get some deeper impressions in my heart, deeper impressions of Krishna consciousness, which can be useful for me when I enter the next year, which I can take with me. I will discuss today in a moment. We will first sing Jai Radha Madhava, something about what I consider to be a good understanding or a good foundational understanding to make most use of this festival. It's exactly this, that we become aware of our deeper reasons for being together here during this time. We have to be more or less like treasure seekers who are knowing why they have visited a place. At the time of the gold rush, many people came not to a festival but to dig gold to the north, to Alaska. And while they were there, they were interested in this goal. They were not interested in shopping or entertainment or looking at the nice nature. They were there for a certain purpose, and they went into the rivers with their equipment to get the gold nuggets out. So in the same way, when we come to such a retreat or festival, it's good that we take a moment to become aware why we are here, so that we can make the best use. I'm here a little bit a part of what they call in art an installation. Also become installed here. This reminds us very much of our Govardhan retreat. That's a retreat we do now since 15 years in India at the hill of Giriraj. And this year, one of the main themes in my presentation were udipans, or those things which stimulate our consciousness and awaken it to a certain understanding. There are stimulus in material consciousness or in material life. For instance, music is a stimuli. Food can be a stimuli. The way people dress, for instance, someone can dress in a the way a mountaineer who climbs mountains dresses in when he comes. Our adventure spirit is stimulated when we see him. So dress can stimulate us. Literature can stimulate us. There are many stimuli in material which can awaken material consciousness, and when we see it, immediately a memory comes, or a certain impetus. We want to do this also, we want to think of this. So in Krishna consciousness, there are udipanas, or stimuli, which remind us, or which stimulate spiritual memories, and the whole installation here is such a stimuli. You can see the parrots of Vrindavan flying here, the creepers of Vrindavan, you see the rocks of Giriraj, and everywhere a few flutes, not just one, then peacock feathers, which help us to remember the call of the peacocks for Krishna. And of course Giriraj and the cows. He is a particular inquisitive cow. The idea is that during this festival we want to create good spiritual impressions which are stimulated as we see those things which belong to the spiritual dimension of Krishna consciousness. And in my talks, in the talks of the others who will present things, we all are hoping to stimulate something, to awaken something which is sleeping within us and which will rise very forcefully to the forefront of our awareness, and then we need to do something that keeps this hopefully increased state of consciousness. That's what we want to do, and I'm very happy that you are all with us. This is an attempt, or an effort which requires many people. The more the better. And I know there will be many, many guests coming here into this temple room the next 3 days. And our hope is that we generate together an atmosphere which brings out the best in you, which brings out that which is maybe even sleeping during the year, which awakens forgotten memories and creates something precious or very valuable, which will stay throughout a whole year. So I welcome you, and I'm very excited. We have a few magical formulas with us in the red bag, in my notebooks, some ancient descriptions how to embrace the Krishna consciousness, which I will repeat. I will give an evening seminar and 2 morning classes. In the morning classes I will speak about the 2 kinds of Krishna's mercy. You will see what that is. Good. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I suggest we start now in earnestness. Let us enter the sacred space of Krishna consciousness together. And may you make all the discoveries which you need to make at this stage of your life. And become truly enriched in Krishna consciousness. Can I have a pair of cartels? No, here, sorry, I found them.
Hare Rama.
Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda Namaste Saraswati Gaurani Vrachari keeps on increasing as the years go by, and in the beginning of the retreat I will have to address them in a way that gives them tips how to make best use of out of the retreat. I thought today, at the beginning of our Sangha Mela, I should give you a little something which I have been presenting year after year at that session called Entering the Retreat in India. It is clear the guests who are coming will be with us for a week only, and then they will return back to their respective places. It is like you here. You are with us for 4 or 5 days, 4 days mostly, and after this you will return. The question really is, how can you make during this time a breakthrough in your spiritual life? Something which could be called a new discovery, something where you can say, now my batteries are fully recharged and I can go now and be confident that the spiritual insights and the spiritual strengths which I gained during that time will stay with me and empower me. So the question is really, how does this happen? How can you really gain something precious that you can take with you from here? And now the principles which have to be studied are the same in every retreat. In India, it's the same as in Germany. For the Govardhan retreat, it's the same as for the Sangha Mela. And therefore, I would like to give you a little summary of what I said this year to the devotees who have made all the long journey to India. Something which I was hoping would empower them. See, when you go on a retreat, or when you go to the temple, or when you go to the Sangha Mela, you're leaving your old life behind. You are spending now 3 or 4 days in the association of devotees in the temple. There will be activities which you know of, but which you really can only do in such an intensity in the association of devotees. For instance, kirtan. We all know about kirtan, but here we sing with many devotees. We have kirtan singers whom we usually only hear when we put on our recorders. Jashri is here, who's traveling all over the world, leading devotees in kirtans. And others will come during our kirtan day. You will hear lectures, you will hear recorded lectures, or you read books, but now the persons whom you listen to are live before you. You can get much more than just hearing a recording or reading a book, because you're in the association which is concentrated to do only this. You're in a temple where you see deities. Of course you have photos or postcards or slides on your computer of the deities, but here you see them as they are worshipped since many years on the altar. You can smell the incense and the flowers, which you can't do, at least not yet, switch on your computer. You are together with devotees who all bring their history in devotion and service with them. You can ask them, you can talk to them. They can step on your toes and you can step on their toes. In other words, it's something very three-dimensional, something very much alive. And in this way, there is an opportunity here which is not there during our normal lives. If you are able to receive all these impressions, then you can really make an experience which you cannot make at any other time or any other place in your spiritual life. So what you really have done is you left your home. There's poor internet connection here, so leave, in other words, the web, the all-present web. Mobile phones don't work very nicely here. We are in a funk loch, they say. There is no mobile tower very close by. It is a special setting, a special place, really. You have exited your normal life, and you have entered now into a new life, and a new zone, so to say. In a psychological language, this place where you have exited from something which is known, but you have not yet become familiar with the unknown, and this in-between state is called the liminal space. This is a word which you find only in very good dictionaries, because it's rarely used in our time. It's that space where new discoveries are possible. You have left the known, and now you're in a temple, and you don't really know what will come in the next days. You have, of course, an Ahnung, some type of experience, but you are really in a new space now, interacting with new people, hearing new sounds, smelling new sounds, eating new food, not prepared in your home, not in the restaurant which you may visit, and so you are, it's a little bit, oh yeah, let us see what will come. This is the space which a pilgrim also has or visits. He leaves Germany, for instance, or England, or Europe, let us say Europe, and he goes to a holy place where, of course, he has some idea what will come, but exactly what will come is not known to him. He's only visiting maybe once in a year a holy space. It's not like visiting his office or his place of work. So in this in-between space, new discoveries can be made if this space is consciously filled with three practices. The old is here, your new discoveries are here, and you are in between. You're not here, and you are not there. And this in-between space, in order to give you the highest possible benefits, needs to be filled in our Vaishnava tradition with three powerful practices. There are some festival visitors who never fill their life with these three practices, and then even if they visit a temple, their life remains the same. There are some of us who are even expert to bring our old life into this new space, our old thoughts, our old gossip, maybe. Gossip has to sense. I once saw someone in the temple who closed himself inside the room and saw the whole day movies. So he is filling the new space with something old, and therefore he will not be able to make really new discoveries. But for someone who sincerely goes onto a pilgrimage, he should know about these three practices. The first practice is Shravana. You need to hear a lot from the scriptures, from devotees, the holy name, and so on. Because we understand that the easiest way for someone to wake up from Maya is by hearing. It is said all the senses, except for one, are sleeping when a person comes under the control of Maya. But only sense which is still able to receive spiritual input and it's not yet sleeping is the ear who can hear. So Shravana is the first practice which needs to be put into this in-between state. The second is manaha, or reflecting deeply about what you have received as new information. Therefore, I would like to encourage you to make use of the wonderful nature and make nature walks, or stay a little in your room, think about things, digest them, maybe write something. Some of, not all of us are writers, maybe then talk with someone. Many of us are not writers, not readers, but talkers. So we can talk with others and reflect about the new impressions by talking. What did you notice? What stayed with you during this lecture? So this way we can reflect on Mill. The last practice which should be put into this empty space which is created when you leave the old world. That is a spiritual practice, nididhyasana. Maybe some of you want to be bold and get up at 5 o'clock. That's cool, no? Or 4 o'clock even. Cool, do we say cool? That's amazing. That's awesome, we say that. Maybe some of you wish to do something which they usually don't do, serve prasadam to many hungry devotees. Or you want to sit for a long time in the kirtans which will be held here. In other words, it's very, very important that you take shelter in spiritual practice. And it is guaranteed that if you put these three spaces while you're here, if you use these three practices, hearing, reflecting, and practicing, you will be able to make some really amazing discoveries. I always think you will be able to receive what Krishna has for you. I always consider, I think at the beginning of such a 3 days intensive spiritual program, I always think that there are many gifts around the altar, many little boxes, nice strings, and good paper, gift paper. And on each one of these little boxes there's a name. This is for Jai Krishna. This is for Nimai. This is for Brajendra Kumar. This is for, you know, everyone. The children, the old people. Even this is for the doubter and the skeptic. You know, everyone's name is on one of these gift boxes which are around the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan. And when we hear, reflect and practice, we will be able to cover the distance between us and God and be able to receive the gifts which He has in store for us, which He keeps next to Him, which He wants us to take with us home. I know that during these retreats, sometimes new births are taking place, beginnings, new insights, breakthrough experiences, etc. But it is only possible if we are able to receive what Krishna has in store for us. The the whole world is full of Krishna's gifts. And when we can shift our perspective from an ordinary perspective, conditioned perspective, self-absorbed perspective, and somehow widen our horizon so that it is a Krishna conscious perspective, the whole world will start to sing, the whole world will start to make a different sense than it ever made for us. The whole world will start to dance, and we will dance along. That is a little bit, this is my conviction. That's why I'm so enthusiastic to be here. I'm myself very, for me, coming here is like coming home, because at the beginning of this project, I was already there, Vishwadev Prabhu was there, and a few others who are here, and it is a project where I spend a good part of my young, energetic and youthful life, so it feels really like home when coming here. I know all the trees which are around this place. I will visit them and look at them. Some of them are gone. Every year there are a few trees which we have to put in the grave or hatred. So on. But I'm coming really here with the knowing very well that there is a lot of spiritual potency here. Good, this was my first point. Please use your time properly in these three practices. And the second point is something which is difficult to say in words. I have to find another language. Yes, the language. There was a time when Krishna looked into the universes which he had created, and he saw the souls of the people in this universe had forgotten him. They didn't even find an interest any longer to chant his holy names. He could see the universe was covered with forgetfulness of him. And it is this time which coincided with a question which Krishna had developed. The question was simply, what is it in me that makes my devotees so attracted to me? My devotees in the spiritual world, they like me so much to the exclusion of any other project. They are only after me. What is it in me? And as he was thinking more about this question, he was thinking about one particular devotee, Srimati Radharani. what does Radharani find in me when she is together with me? And as the Lord was thinking like this, he decided to work on a specific project.
He went to Srimati Radharani and said,
Radha, I would like to experience myself from your position. I want to understand me, but I can only do this if I take on your eyes and if I take on your heart. Please give me your ecstatic mood. Shishi Radha Madanmohana Ki Jai. Please let me become you. And when Radha heard this, he thought, she said, she shook her head and said, this is not a very good idea. Because sometimes my love for you becomes so intense that I feel you wouldn't be able to contain it. It would be too heavy of a burden for you to carry it. And then Lalita said, Narada's girl companion, Krishna, when you are not with Radha, our Radharani becomes so much anxious to be with you that she cannot be pacified. She burns in the fire of your separation. We are trying to bring cooling sandalwood pulp to her, but it falls, when we put it on her body, it falls from her body like dry paper falls from someone where you try to put it. Radha becomes so anxious for your company, so much desirous to be with you, that her body becomes so hot that even stones melt when she touches them. So we think this love would be too much for you, Shyam Sundar. You wouldn't be able to bear it. So Krishna took Radharani's hands in his and said, I'm really serious about this. I would like to taste love of Godhead, and I can only do it from your position. I want to appear in the world, in the universes which are covered with forgetfulness. And I want to bring this love there, in these universes, so that the conditioned souls who come together with me will wake up from their forgetfulness and awaken in pure love of Godhead. Oh, said Radha, I know if this is your desire, I have to fulfill it. But then please allow me to protect you. You will come, but I will protect you with my golden effulgence. And then when you dance and cry out your own names, when you fall to the ground, you will be protected by myself who is covering you. Both of us will appear for this loving mission as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inside Krishna, outside Radha, inside black and outside golden. This is how we will distribute love of Godhead through the chanting of the holy name. So Radha said this to Krishna. Krishna said, so be it. And when the right moment was there,
He entered into the heart of Radha, where there is this tremendous love for him, and came out with that love and appeared in this world, inside Krishna, outside Radha. It's known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I very strongly feel that we can somehow connect with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we will receive that gift for which the Lord has appeared in this world, the gift of love of Godhead. Therefore, in the evenings, you will find it on the plan. I will talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his unique gift of divine love. I think this will make you happy in your heart, and this will make you grow in your spiritual life. Because after all, at the end of your life, there are only three questions which count. The first question is, how much have I loved Krishna? The second question is, was I gentle and kind towards Krishna's devotees and all living entities? And the final question is, how much was I successful to remove from my life all the things which do not belong there? Your life is successful when you can say, I have increased my love for Krishna. I have been a gentle servant of the Vaishnavas and of all living entities, and I have tried my best to remove from my life the things which don't belong there. Then your life is successful. And so I wish you all the best, that you can take lessons in love of Godhead by hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the afternoon and evenings. Hopefully you will be healthy and happy during this time. That means physically healthy and mentally healthy. Normal state of the mind is to be transparent, lucid, clear. That means happy in modern language. And I hope you're good receivers, and that you will all get your present. I think we will have a midnight kirtan at 12 o'clock when we go to the next year. And I think at that time you will all receive, latest by that time, your wonderful package, your gift package. And I will end here because we want to. I heard there is a program which maybe Gaura Hari told, or Vajajanti, you may know, but was it some Arctic or something? Or not? Maybe the Arctic was already.
At 8:30.
At 8:30. Then I suggest we just sing a little bit more kirtan. Is this good? And then we will. Or maybe because I've spoken so much, maybe you want to ask a question. Are my two messages, have you heard them? Fill the space was the first. And we need a little love in our heart, love of God, and by coming in contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that incarnation of love, it's possible. But really, my first message was, you've left your world, don't take it with you. In North Germany, what we do, we always take the shoes off before we go into a room. I heard in South Germany, people don't do this, but in North Germany we do it because we don't want to bring the mud and the dirt from the street into the house and we visit it. So please leave your mud outside. I'm sorry, what can I do? I don't need to express it like this way. Make an exit from your old life and fill your life with hearing about Krishna, thinking deeply about what you have heard, and then applying it. That will be good. You will see. You will. You will make up on the 1st of January and think, how could I ever be my old self? I'm now my new self. Krishna. Good. I think it's clear. Straightforward, clear. Then let us just sing a little bit. Yes, Jai Krishna. Yeah. Who is Nima? You know how to name that?
Does he know?
Yes.
Good. Please come.
Thank you.
Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Thank you.
Entering the temple atmosphere, really, of entering the idea of what we do.
I want to give a little a suggestion to you. When you go and take rest, please, before you fall asleep, actually, that is while you're still in your wakeful state, think a little bit of what you would like to, how you would like to conduct your experience here at the retreat, how you would like to move forward. I always say retreat. This may be a new word for you, but thinking of your time here between the 2 years, and then you go and reflect a little bit about this, you will definitely have a much more beneficial experience here. I'm really very, very impressed by the decorations here. I feel like a mosquito who somehow landed on one of the rocks of Giriraj Govardhan. It's very, very nice. The idea is stimuli, maybe be stimulated in Krishna consciousness to the maximum degree. I see you all back tomorrow in good spirits, well rested. Hopefully not hungry. I think we will serve you some prasada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.